Jarjoba Istanbul. This is Spielpod.com coming to you from our makeshift studio at Gotsen Airport. This is the week in Georgia in English. Today is Thursday, the 14th of March, 2013. Since I'm at an airport, I'll be interrupted by gate announcements, so sorry about that, but wanted to get it up tonight. On this date in 1780, Spanish forces captured the fort at Mobile, Alabama, the last British frontier post capable of threatening New Orleans in Spanish Louisiana. In 1794, Eli Whitney is granted the patent for the cotton gin, arguably the single most important invention enabling the Industrial Revolution. In 1885, in London, The Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan had its first public performance. In 1978, the Israeli army invades and occupies southern Lebanon. 1990, Gorbachev is elected president of the Soviet Union. In 2008, a series of riots, protests, and demonstrations erupted in Lhasa and elsewhere in Tibet. Today's birthdays are Michael Caine, Quincy Jones, and Albert Einstein. And in honor of Matthias, who will join us this coming week, and we miss a lot, Johann Strauss. Today it's just me, still on the road. Thanks again to those posting on the forum. There's a very long post on Justice Minister Teo Tsulukiani and her credentials, or lack thereof. The writer says Tsulukiani is not really qualified, but seems to know a whole lot about French law education, certainly a lot more than me, so check out that post. Although by the time you're hearing this, it'll be in last week, so check out the archives on the right-hand side and see what is said. If you'd like to comment or ask a question, go to tpielpod.com or send us an email at tpielpod@gmail.com. We've got a few different things today that'll be posted for this particular show of additional information about the stories in case you're interested. My Georgian Journal and Kvitis Politra column this week is about Sweden and essentially, how in Sweden conflict is dealt with and avoided, comparisons with the United States and Georgia, political consequences. On Monday, the Education Quality Centers Council suspended the Agrarian University's authorization on the basis of its special commission's report. Ministry of Education began an inspection of the university in early January. According to the ministry, staff at the university filed complaints indicating that the university had violated authorization and accreditation standards. The commission outlined the main problems with the university, issues regarding the selection of academic personnel. Yes, somebody on the commission was married to somebody who got fired. A lack of compulsory literature. The library didn't have some books that were supposed to be taught in a class that will not be taught for the next 3 years. Violations of regulations regarding the changes of the status of students. University is ranked number 6 out of 53 universities in Georgia. I don't know by who or by what standards. An important note, the state privatized the Agrarian University by giving it to the Agrarian Education and Science Fund, which is owned by former economy minister Kaja Bendukidze, through his Knowledge Fund. According to BI at a press conference earlier today, Bendukidze received the university and everything the university owned, which is valued at 200 million lari. Yeah, I don't know about 200 million lari. Not sure where that figure came from, but anyway, he was given all of that for a single lari. Students at the university and opponents to the government claim that the decision was politically motivated because Bendukidze remains an open supporter of UNM. On Tuesday, Misha responded to the scandal on his official Facebook page, stating that the government attempts to close the most modern and progressive university, end quote. He called on the government to reconsider this politically motivated decision, which may have, Misha says, catastrophic results. Richard Norlin, U.S. ambassador to Georgia, told journalists that this issue needs to be further investigated and stressed that academic and political issues should remain separate. Yesterday, the EU ambassador in Georgia, Philip Dimitrov, met with Education Minister Georgi Margvelashvili and afterwards said that there are a few technical problems that the university can solve simply in the near future. Deputy Minister of Education Dato Zurabashvili said that the suspension of the authorization is not the same as closing the university, so statements that the university was closed are lies. Zurabashvili said that the, quote, suspension of authorization means that the university is given a deadline for fixing the violations. If these gaps are filled, the universities can submit a request about restoring authorization again this semester. End quote. Public defender Uchen Anuashvili will begin an investigation into this stripping of authorization. On Tuesday, Minister of Education Mark Velashvili met with students at the Agrarian University, but the meeting didn't last longer than half an hour. Students left complaining that they hadn't received any specific answers to their concerns. Mark Velashvili said that if the university fixes the violations, accreditation will immediately be restored. He called on everyone not to mix the decision with politics. Quote, the council, law, and commission which made this decision was not set up while I was minister, but was set up during the previous government. End quote.
Attention, please. Last call. Passengers booked on Egusus Airlines, flight number PC6582, Almaty, are kindly invited to board at gate number 202B.
Sorry, that's so loud. I can't seem to find anywhere that doesn't have a microphone immediately overhead, a speaker immediately overhead. Anyway, that same day, Bendukidze said, quote, this university has only one big, bald, and fat error, and that is me, end quote. Bendukidze also stated that his free university will try to receive accreditation for the same specializations so that students at the agricultural university will be able to switch to the free university and continue studying. But he also called on students to continue fighting and not to give up. Kacha Kudashvili, the chairman of the Council of Authorization, said that the decision will be enforced after the spring semester is over. He said, quote, this gives students the opportunity to continue studying under normal conditions, and it also gives the university the opportunity to fix errors and restore its authorization, end quote. Bendukidze responded that this is a lie, that the decision will be enforced before the end of the semester, and such statements are made simply to calm students down. On Tuesday, BI commented that students won't be damaged. He said, quote, everything is simple here. They should react to the remarks of the commission, and their license will get restored, end quote. Lawyers for the university said at the press conference that the decision of suspending the authorization will be appealed in court because it was illegal and unjustified. The ministry's decision was met by student protests who threatened to continue until the institution's accreditation is restored. They're collecting signatures for a petition. Yesterday, together with students from other universities, the initiative group of the Agricultural University organized a protest in front of the Ministry of Education and met with the minister a second time. He promised that the university authorization will be restored in an accelerated manner, provided that the commission's concerns are met. Mark Velashvili said that the decision on suspension of authorization takes effect in 4 months and guaranteed that students of the university will not face any problems. After the meeting, the students stated that if the authorization will not be restored, they'll continue protests indefinitely. They are scheduled to meet outside the ministry at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Yesterday, Bendukidze challenged Mark Velashvili to a TV debate. TI Georgia, the hardest working NGO in Georgia, made a statement calling on the Ministry of Education to ensure the transparency of the process, to ensure that any decisions made in connection with the university is unbiased and unsubstantiated, and that they have a uniform approach to different educational institutions. They also insist that the authorization for the agricultural university be renewed. Okay, let's be honest here, all right? This was completely politically motivated. The things that they cited the university for are not serious. As a former member of the board of GIPA, the Georgian Institute of Public Affairs, of which Georgi Margvelashvili, the Minister of Education, was formerly the rector of, and may still be, I don't know what its relationship is with that, I'm no longer on the board. Certainly in terms of governments, I would not say that they have they've been airtight. And so it's too bad that this happened. I think this probably blew up, and they're a little bit surprised at the reaction. But government's a little bit annoyed with Bendukidze. He's made some he has a tendency of making fairly pithy comments, like sometimes a step forward is a step into a cow patty, which he said recently and evidently annoyed the big shots. So, they just did this because they could. And that's not good. So let's hope that somebody backtracks and we can get on track with this. But this, using of clerical errors, which was something that, has been done under the former government, as well, saying, oh, we're terribly sorry, the paperwork's not in order. very popular, and Shevard Nadze's here as well. You know, this is just stupid, especially for something as important that affects so many people as an accreditation of a university at which people are studying on a topic as important as agriculture. 23 members of the European Parliament appealed to BI in an open letter urging him not to destroy the European dream of Georgia. They called on BI to stop putting pressure on the court, public broadcaster, members of the local legislatures, and parliamentary minority, and added that if democratic standards decrease in the country, he will be the one responsible for this in the eyes of Europe. Okay. Later, Chairman of the Parliament, Dato Subashvili, addressed the signees. Quote, "I have asked many of you more than once, and I repeat this now again, to set the highest European standards for us and evaluate us against them. We are very much in need of it to free ourselves from post-communism. However, please do not set Misha and his former regime as a standard, as it would be an insult to Europe." End quote. Today, BI released a response letter in which he discussed Misha's authoritarian rule granted to him by the current constitution. He discusses problems in the judicial system and the media, as well as the election period and corruption. He even cites T.I. Georgia's "Who Owned Georgia" as evidence. BI wrote, quote, "Our government has made known every step of the way its openness and willing to take into account the recommendations of the international community. We ourselves invite observers so that they may become convinced of the conscientiousness of our intentions and our willingness to prioritize respect for the law." End quote. You know, Utsubashvili really should not have made that speech. I mean, this was a small number of MEPs, and the European Parliament is a pretty enormous body of sadly questionable influence. And, you know, these guys need to just not worry about this stuff so much, like letters from MEPs saying, you know, whatever. According to the Venice Commission's report, the amendments to the organic law of Georgia on the courts of general jurisdiction will bring the Georgian court systems closer to European standards. Justice Minister Teo Tsiloukiani stated at the High Council stated that the High Council of Justice will be staffed with new members in the near future. Tsiloukiani said, quote, "The Venice Commission agrees that judges in the High Council must not be represented only by chairpersons. Since six of the eight judges are chairpersons, they must be replaced." End quote. According to BI's decision, ministers' salaries decreased 12% to 6,300 lari per month. Current government declares that it will not follow in the footsteps of the former government, which had ministers writing bonuses for themselves several times a month. BI has decided that the issue of bonuses will be determined annually. On Monday, Secretary General of the UNM, Vano Mehrabashvili, stated that former Justice Minister Zuradeishvili was not going to arrive in Georgia in the coming months. Mehrabashvili said that, quote, "This is one of the biggest shames of the government that many of our country's favorite and most respected people are forced to leave Georgia. This is a great tragedy for Georgia that very often our political elite has to flee," end quote. On Wednesday, Chief Prosecutor Archil Kvilashvili said that Vano Mehrabashvili has a connection to the Sandro Ghirvliani murder case and will presumably be interrogated. On the same day, Justice Minister Teo Tsiloukiani told journalists that she doesn't rule out that the prosecutor's office may have questions for Mehrabashvili. Chief Prosecutor Kvilashvili said that the prosecutor's office uncovered serious financial irregularities in the defense ministry's operation. Kvilashvili said that preliminary findings indicate a deficit of several million lari. Meanwhile, according to the defense ministry general inspection, it uncovered the purchase of 3,000 Ukrainian-made armored vests bought by the previous ministry administration for over $1.5 million. They are unusable. Yesterday, officers at the Ministry of Internal Affairs Anti-Corruption Agency detained Levan Lord Kipanidze, head of the local government of Khelva Chauri, and his deputy, Nodar Sharabidze. They are accused of abuse of power and falsification of documents. Sharabidze felt ill during the interrogation at the regional office of the ministry and was later transferred to Tbilisi by ambulance. The businessman, Valery Shoshiashvili, said that senior officials of the financial police under the previous government forced him to finance the Christian Democratic Movement, widely regarded as a satellite opposition party to the UNM. Levon Vebchadze from the Christian Democratic Movement denied these allegations. My own personal view is that when Gheorghe Targamadze, who was head of Imeri TV, when the United National Movement, Misha's crew, shut it down, that he was encouraged to set up a party that would try and be a sort of Christian nationalist party that would try and take some of those votes that could not deal with the attitude towards religion and gay rights and that sort of thing that in reality almost all the UNM people had. And I believe that they cooperated quite closely with UNM people strategically. I mean, there's nothing wrong or illegal about that, but it didn't really seem to work particularly well, I think. Government launched a new project, Georgia's Government for Open Government. What a clever name that is. The project aims to ensure public involvement in the government's work to improve transparency and accountability. It includes interactive workshops with local and foreign media representatives. The Finance Minister, Nodar Khaduri, held the first meeting under the auspices of this project. At the meeting, he stated that bankers have begun reducing interest rates and many formerly hampering factors such as high inflation, political pressure and risk, and are now no longer an issue. Khaduri stated that he thinks HSBC left Georgia in 2012 because of Misha's reckless policies. I don't know why HSBC left Georgia, but I don't think that it's because of Misha's reckless policies. I think that HSBC, it was not a commercial venture. They didn't really take deposits, and they wanted to get involved in corporate banking, but corporate banking at that time was so sort of, you know, I don't know, it was a difficult thing to break into, and I don't think they had much of a plan. And the HSBC had a big expansion, and then they pulled back. And personally, I don't think it had a whole lot to do with the former government. I mean, I don't know. I may be wrong. If anybody knows anything about that, let us know. I don't have access to any special information about it. Gheorghe Gakharia, not to be confused with Gheorghe Gakharia, Gheorghe Gakharia, who BI introduced in late February as the new business ombudsman, has now become the tax ombudsman. Are there two of those now? I don't know. We need to figure that out. Gheorghe Chirdieli, who BI accused of spying for the then ruling UNM and who was subsequently removed from his top post at Kartuk Group 18 months ago, was nominated as the head of Tbil Avncheni, the plane manufacturer, under the Ministry of Defense, which was more or less taken from the people who owned it and hasn't really done so much since then. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Due to planned rehabilitation at the so-called Matrosov prison, former defense minister Bacho Akhalaya was transferred to the notorious Guldani prison number 8. Akhalaya's lawyer claimed that this was bad because the wing where Akhalaya was is in fine condition. Following up on last week's story about Channel 1, Gheorghe Meladze, member of the public broadcaster's board and former Liberty Institute guy, accused the Speaker of Parliament, Dato Usupashvili, members of Parliament Tinoko Khidasheli and Eliso Chapidze, of pressuring the channel. Later, an initiative group of Channel 1 workers stated that, quote, the board is playing a bad game against a large portion of the staff, end quote. Yesterday, the former director of the channel, Gheorghe Baratashvili, filed a complaint in Tbilisi City Court. Baratashvili was dismissed last week and demands the channel's board decision be declared invalid. Once again, we'll see what we can figure out related to the TV station. It really is a mess, particularly the way they've been treating staff. You know, on the other hand, I think Liberty Institute and those connected with Liberty Institute, you know, they didn't seem to be too worried when the public broadcaster was so in line with Rustaviori and Imedi and other government-controlled stations. Right now, of course, the public broadcaster in Channel 1 probably has the best news coverage around, since the other stations seem to be on one side of the other. But let's hope they get it worked out. Health Minister Dato Sergienko and the emergency services doctors dismissed recently reached an agreement. The doctors have been on a hunger strike since March 6th after they were fired by the director of the emergency center. The agreement is that a managing council will be set up which will execute future court decisions on these cases instead of the director. A special thanks to Tbilpod.com's very own Santa Monica bureau chief, USAID's $5 million 5-year performance review in Tbilisi was not sequestered. Bless us. This money is going to Mendez England and Associates to provide the USAID mission in Georgia with an unbelievably expensive external evaluation. You know, they should just ask me, but okay, they won't. The construction company Centerpoint Group, founded by Vakhtang Ocelishvili and his wife Maya Ocelishvili and wife's sister, crucially, Rusudan Kervilashvili, ended an agreement with the management company Dexis 10 months before its expiration date. You know, TI has commented quite a bit about this. If Centerpoint is now sort of in the clear and back to what they were doing before, that's a little bit frightening because they clearly broke the law and took a lot of people's money. I mean, if you've been in Georgia for more than a year, you know somebody personally who lost money to Centerpoint. The prosecutor's office stated an investigation, started an investigation after TI had released its report, but the investigation had not yielded any results. So anyway, the Chalice really seemed to be back in business, which is cause for concern. Georgian Airways announced a spring discount on the Tbilisi-Batumi flights. If you purchase tickets for your flights before the 27th of April, one-way ticket is cost between 40 and 61 euros. Flights are on Sunday. Parliamentary news this week. Parliament will resume mulling over the constitutional changes on March 18th. They will adopt a resolution which defines the main directions of the country's foreign policy. The resolution consists of 19 points, was supported by the opposition after it was amended. Parliament declined Misha's draft law on financial amnesty, which would have made business people free from liabilities they have to the state. The Minister of Internal Affairs, Irakli Kharibashvili, will visit Parliament on March 18th. He was summoned by the minority for questioning about the events on February 8th. Didn't seem to be any major memes this week related to Georgia on Facebook. This week's geocapital number is 98%, which is the percentage of Georgians that have access to improved drinking water sources, according to WHO and UNICEF data. For urban Georgians, this number is 100%. 73% of Georgians get their drinking water through pipes on their premises. In Turkey and Armenia, 100% of the population has access to improved drinking water. Russia, 97% of the population. In Azerbaijan, however, only 80% of the population enjoys that, with 9% being so unlucky as to have to drink surface water. If anybody knows anything about water quality in Georgia, we'd very much appreciate letting us know what you can tell us about that. This week's English language movies at the Rooster Valley Movie Theater across from Parliament are tomorrow, that's Friday, Life of Pi at 10:30 p.m. and on Saturday, March 16th, again Life of Pi at 7:50. Tickets are 10 lari and 50 tetri. Kolga movies this week, tomorrow is Argo at 8 p.m. Across from Rooster Valley Metro and McDonald's. Tickets are 7 lari. The 12th edition of the Kolga Tbilisi photo competition, the biggest photo contest in Georgia, is accepting submissions until March 25th. For more information, go to kolga.ge. And check that out. Really, it's a big photo competition. Competition for renaming the reintegration ministry. All right, we need to know what our listeners think the reintegration ministry will be renamed, because it will be renamed. So give us your thoughts, what you really think it would be, what it should be. They can be in English or Georgian, but put them on our forum or email them to us, and the best ones will get out there. And if anybody actually guesses, you'll get fabulous prizes. And whoever's got the most uproarious response will also get fabulous prizes. That's it for this week. We'll be back full force with the whole gang next week. Sorry we've been so short. I've been on the road for a while. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Our email address is tbilpod, tblpod, at gmail.com, or post to the forum on our website, www.tbilpod.com. And we will finish with Steve Miller, who was, by the way, kicked out of my high school in Dallas, Texas, his senior year, a good bit before I was there, making him forever the patron saint of all St. Mark's C students. This, from 1976, is Serenade